most Christians like to hide behind let's pray about it to avoid uncomfortable discussions. So, and you should be very careful of those kinds of people who don't want to be accountable for a mistake they have made and will be very quick to prescribe prayer. I used to be that person until I realized mm-hmm. I can't pray.
Another exciting episode of Behind Church Walls podcast. My name is Kerry Kagiri.
My name is Mr. Cole.
And I sometimes have to confess that my mind gets tired.
Mm.
It's not an easy confession because in the past, it's been if you have a mental problem or you're exhausted or you're just not feeling yourself, you really can't say those words.
Yeah.
And that's why I have started by saying it, that I do get tired. I do need time to shut down, sit, you know, process my thoughts, process what's happening in my life.
Yes, yes.
Have conversations with myself first before even I can take them to anywhere.
Yes.
But I think the superpower that I have is having a very, very supportive, involved family and friends who kind of keep me in check. If you don't have that, I don't know what you do when your mind gets tired. I don't know what you do when you're exhausted, maybe with challenges of life. And so, Pastor Precious, there is a huge wave of depression, and the church will prefer to say oppression of the enemy. But sometimes they somewhere they crisscross. What do you think about that?
Yes, it's absolutely true. And one of the greatest challenges I've observed around that in church is I don't know why the church doesn't like facing that truth. People shut down conversations on mental wellness and depression, and we like to live in a spiritual
atmosphere.
And we say, And I used to be that person until...
I was about to ask you that question before you give your until. I was about to ask you because you're a leader.
Yes.
You are the church. Okay, yes, us, we are attendees, but you are the church.
Yes.
At what point did you actually have that shift?
Yes.
So I was going to ask you that.
It was inspired by a personal experience.
Oh, no.
But most of the times, most Christians like to hide behind, let's pray about it, to avoid uncomfortable discussions. So, and you should be very careful of those kinds of people who don't want to be accountable for a mistake they have made and will be very quick to prescribe prayer. I used to be that person until I realized I can't pray.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Because
I'm not okay. So pray about it, pray about it. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual attack. And then there's just that day you cannot pray because you're not fine. And this was in 2021, 2022. I didn't even realize it until I started observing very notable changes in my own just being. Emotionally, mentally, I was very unhappy. I had a job which I was moving out of, but I was generally very unhappy. I used to go to bed. Generally, I never struggle with sleep.
Mm.
It would be 3 a.m. I'm tossing in bed.
Oh, no.
I can't sleep. I'm doing the most tedious job out there, but I just can't get sleep. So I remember one day, I was just online, and I went and I saw a link about...
Not BetterHelp.
Sorry?
BetterHelp.
No.
There's some link that kept popping up for me. It's like, get your psychological help now.
You see, but it was something that was inviting me to do a test to assess my well-being. So I took that test, and it had very interesting questions. It was very engaging. So I did that test, and in the end, they gave me an evaluation, and they told me, you're suffering moderate depression. And they described to me what that was. And I thought, this is interesting, but it was very true. And I thought that was an alarm I needed to respond to. So for the first time, I made a point of looking for a counselor.
Wow.
And it was a new frontier for me. I never thought I would get to that point, but it was very necessary because I was losing myself. I was losing it at home. I wasn't eating. I wasn't happy. And I went and sat with someone and I realized I had a huge problem that I was running away from.
Wow.
And it's been a journey. And I think from that moment, I realized this is not a reserve of certain people. Any of us can actually get depressed. Any of us can suffer mental instability, yeah, if I would call it that way. And the sooner we realize our need for help, the better it is for us.
Absolutely. And there is nothing wrong with seeking out help. Mm. I went to a psychologist for like an entire, was it like 12 weeks? Mm. And what pushed me to do that was I wanted to get married.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I want to get married, am I healthy, mm-hmm, enough to be a partner to someone?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to go and see what has my past experiences, mm-hmm, both in relationships or through my upbringing, mm-hmm, will come out strong in, yeah, the marriage. I just, yeah, I had heard that thing somewhere, like, you know, if you're about to get married, mm-hmm, all your weaknesses, all, mm-hmm, these things, they come out, you know, mm-hmm, apo sasa. And I was, yes, like, okay, let me get help in advance, mm-hmm, before even someone puts a ring on it, or, mm-hmm, before. And know when I went to therapy, some of the things I used to hold on to as a crutch, like, mm, things that happened in my upbringing, and that's why I'm like this, mm, or I realize they're not a crutch, they're like, no, you're fine,
yeah,
like, you're,
yeah,
fine,
yes,
you're fine, yes, like, you are okay, you need, you're, to fine, just, good, work through this. And I was, yes, able to talk through some things. I was able to see, mm, why certain members in my family react in a certain way towards me, mm, and you know, in the psychological space, they don't give you answers, mm, you get the answers because you're, yes, talking, you're talking like, oh yeah, maybe this happened, and then,
ah, yeah, they come from you.
Those things are linked. Yes. Yeah. Mm. So I encourage everybody, mm, once in a while, mm, and some of you even are on really good medical schemes that, mm, can actually provide this kind of support for, yes, you. Mm. But even in churches, there's free counseling,
true,
mm, available,
mm, yeah, yeah,
for you to, yes, just get all that support emotionally, mentally, yes, professional counseling. Yes. Mm. And, mm, so don't struggle alone.
Mm.
Number one thing about mental disorders, and I'll say this because I've had it so many times and, mm, it's become true for me, is that most of the time the things you're fighting are not true. Mm.
Absolutely.
Like, you'll hear, I'm alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Mm. Mm-hmm. You're not. If you think about it, you have colleagues, mm, you have family, mm, you have your neighbors.
Yes.
There's someone who cares about you.
There are people reaching out always.
Number two, you'll hear, I'm a burden. Mm.
I'm not loved.
I'm a burden. No one loves me. In, yeah, fact, the world is a better place without me. But the maker of heaven and earth made you for a purpose that you've not completed if,
true,
you're the one,
true,
who's about to end the purpose by, mm, yourself.
Mm.
And so there are all these, you know, few comments and, mm, and things, mm, that, you know, I've gotten to, yeah, know, yes, and I have to question, mm, and say, that's not true.
Mm. Mm.
You're not ugly. You're not useless.
Absolutely.
You're not helpless. Mm. I mean, you're it's not over.
Mm.
Like, since that job ended or that relationship ended,
mm,
you know, there are all these things. I don't know, Pastor Precious, you could, yeah, you could just, yes, bounce off some of the things that come to mind.
Yes.
And even just like that, the lack of, yeah, there, that, yes, are pushing you there. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, personally for me, one of the greatest things I was battling is a mistake I had made, and I was struggling to forgive myself. To let go and actually say, this happened and I'm good, I'm ready to move on. And a lot of people have not forgiven themselves over things they did 10 years ago.
Oh no.
We think we've pushed them somewhere behind the mind, but we've never really dealt with it, confronted, mm, it, accepted this was my life, mm, but now I've moved on and I've gone. And those things have a way of speaking to you and reminding you. And that's why I used to hear a preacher say, if the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future.
Come on.
Because Christ forgives and he forgives for real.
Come on.
There's no mistake that cannot be forgiven or that, so, cannot, good, find redemption in Christ. And that's why we insist this is important. And also important to notice, I hear and I also observe these cases have escalated among men,
mm,
more than they are, mm, around women. For some reason, women just have a way of talking.
That's true.
A woman will always talk.
Guys will just walk up to the, yeah, top floor,
yes,
and do whatever they want to do.
Absolutely. Women can meet for the first time today, and in 30 minutes, they will have bonded. They've talked about their lives, their careers, their families, their relationships. When men meet, we can spend 5 hours and we'll talk about rallies, football, and football and, yeah, cars, but we never talk about us.
I have a question.
Yes.
For men, I feel like there are spaces that have been created,
yeah,
purposefully. Like, I'm seeing Sitam Karen have something they're doing.
Yeah. This men's altar.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like there are spaces that are so healthy
for men.
So why don't men plug into those spaces?
I think it's still a long discussions about helping us change our mind, that opening up about struggles is not weakness. Actually, a man that asks for help is a very strong man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you recognize in your own sense, you're limited.
Right.
Or in yourself, you're limited. And you recognize that God has placed people around you that can be of help in your time of need.
Yeah.
And if you don't respond to that help, then you will die a wounded soldier.
Mm.
And there's nothing to be proud of dying wounded when someone would actually have helped you heal. So those spaces have been created by fellow men. I see a lot of champions of masculine things around town putting up meetings free of charge for people to go. Men, people launching initiatives that are meant to attend to boy child. And that's a good thing. And we have to embrace it, and we stop falling captive of being called simps. So we would rather just die with something that someone can help you. You would rather die with a problem that needs you to talk to someone, and someone will just tell you, you know what? Me too. And you I've realize, oh.
Yeah.
So there's life
I've
after
been there
this.
And I managed to come out.
Absolutely.
You're right. I have a friend of mine who runs a space, Men Talk, and he even runs like distinguished gentlemen's, right?
Yeah.
So gentlemen wear suits and they ride their bikes to this place and then they have conversations. Nice. Like, I feel like there's so many of these places. So don't be alone. And even for women, don't be alone.
Step out.
And sometimes, and we've done this conversation, it just could be an imbalance in the chemical in your brain. It is true that there is mental illness. That's a real illness.
Yes.
And you can get help if you seek help. Mm. There's medication that's going to help you. There's psychiatrists who are available to do that. Because sometimes even our dietary needs have changed so much that we're not forming the right kind of, you know, hormones and stuff that we need for our brain.
Yes.
When you don't eat healthy, your mind can't be healthy.
Mm.
And that's something I have experienced, by the way, because I have such a busy schedule.
Yeah.
And just sitting down to meal prep or do like a balanced diet for me is a chore.
Mm.
And so you'll find me, you know, just being on junk. And sometimes my body just feels bad and I feel sad.
Mm.
And then I go and eat kunde and managu and mrenda. And like some
life flows back
and in. My body. I'm serious, guys. So, well, let's watch a lot. Let's watch
it
what
makes
we
sense.
Eat.
It makes sense. Yeah.
And then one of the biggest one, my friend is always pushing me for this, is running, doing exercise.
I see. And
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Exercising, just finding time to release, you know, all the amazing nice hormones that you have through exercise, through activities that take you there.
Mm.
So we have a lot of work to do to take care of our bodies,
but
we have the knowledge. Mm. If you have anything else that you feel like we didn't highlight, please comment below. And Pastor Precious says, God is available for you.
Yes.
And yes, there are times you can't pray. Get someone to pray for you.
Mm.
Parents, pray for your children. No one else is praying for them.
Yep.
So that's your responsibility.
Yes.
Highlight. But yes, that's all we have for this particular podcast.
Yeah.
We want to say thank you. We want to say share, and comment below.
Talk to somebody. Let us know.
Yeah, talk to somebody.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Let's do it. And and Pastor Precious has got a whole mighty sky, raw as the word of God. But even him, he's been caught up. So...
yeah.
I mean, there's no shame.
Anybody can be caught up.
There is no shame around being unwell.
Mm.
So we'll see you soon. Put on the helmet of salvation. It'll protect your brain. And God bless you. Thank you for watching. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.